咁我哋一齐打开圣经，我哋睇诗篇第五篇。So let's turn our Bibles to Psalms chapter 5. 咁我哋今日咧就系学呢个诗篇第五篇。And this morning we're going to be looking at Psalm 5. 咁我相信大家咧就系试过祈祷。I think all of you probably at one time prayed. 咁就算你唔信耶稣咧，都会有祈祷嘅时候。Even those that are not Christians will sometimes come to pray. 咁如果完全冇信仰嘅，遇到一啲危难嘅紧急时候，都会系可能向天发誓救命啊！And if you know you're even an atheist and you come to a time and you have a real crisis, you know you're going to cry out to heaven and say, "Help!" You know, 或者老天啊，怨天尤人。Or maybe you just get mad at, you know, whoever's up there and I'm mad at you, you know. Why are you doing this to me? 迷信嘅人都有祷告嘅祈福。And the superstitious people, they'll pray and ask for blessings. 咁好多人会系求天保佑。Many people pray, you know, oh, just watch over me and make me safe. 有好多人向菩萨求福。And others pray to Goddess of Mercy and ask for blessings. 咁基督徒嘅祷告同呢啲有冇分别？ And as Christians, when we pray, is it the same or is it different? 其实好多人系烧香拜神，佢唔会谂住同佢个偶像系有亲密嘅关系，系咪？ You know, when people worship the idols and burn incense, they're not thinking of having a personal relationship with the idol, are they?通常咧就系烧香拜神，因为希望佢唔嚟搞我。And usually we burn the incense to the idol because we don't want him to come and attack me, right? 好多时系有一种交易嘅心态，我献只鸡俾你，你唔好嚟骚扰我。And often, you know, it's more like an exchange. You know, I'll give you a chicken if you promise to keep away from my family. 咁所以我哋系睇到嗰个系一个恐惧心态去敬拜。And that's more of a worship out of fear. 咁伊斯兰教嗰啲人咧，一日祈祷五次。You know the Muslims they pray 5 times a day. 每日五次都要祈祷。And every day 5 times a day they have to pray. 如果你去到伊斯兰教嘅国家，好似马来西亚、印尼、中东，你会。And if you've ever been to an Islamic country like Malaysia, Indonesia, or out in the Middle East, you'll hear it. 喺佢嘅每日五次有嗰个高台，佢有佢唔知系唱歌定系念经个声音发出嚟嘅。And from the tower, the prayer tower from the mosque, I don't know, is it a chanting or a song or just they call it the call to prayer. 佢一日五次就叫人哋跪。And every day, 5 times, to kneel down and pray facing Mecca. 咁啊，无论你系边个地方，无论系做紧乜嘢，一听到嗰个呼唤祈祷，即刻跪低。And no matter where you are, what you're doing, as soon as you hear the call to prayer, then you kneel down and face Mecca and start praying. 呢个就系乜嘢嘅心态嚟祈祷 ？And what is their attitude in their prayer? 系一个嘅。责任，因为伊斯兰教必须非有不可 ，and so in Islam that is a necessity. It's a requirement. You cannot not do it. 于是佢系有责任心去祈祷 ，and so they are praying out of an obligation. 我哋基督徒系咪咁样祈祷 ？Is that why we pray as Christians out of obligation？我哋基督徒嘅祷告系唔同。As Christians, our prayer should be different. 我哋系同神沟通。We want to communicate with God. 我哋想同神倾偈。And we want to talk with God. 我哋想亲近神，同神建立一个友谊嘅关系。And we want to approach God. And we want to build a personal, interpersonal relationship with God.我哋咪按照一啲嘅规定嘅说话，或者一啲嘅特定嘅方式嘅。And we're not going to follow a pattern or a special rote of words that we say. 我哋要从心里边发 我哋嘅心里边嘅意思俾神。And it should come naturally out of our heart and tell God what we want to say what's in our heart. 咁我哋希望当我哋祈祷，我哋希望神会听。And when we pray, we hope that God will listen to us. 我哋希望神会明白我哋嘅内心。And we hope that God will understand what's in our heart. 其实你觉得神明明你嘅内心世界？ Do you think that God knows what you're thinking inside your heart? 神系知道我哋嘅心所谂啲乜嘢。You know, God knows everything that you think inside your heart. 神了解你多过你了解自己。You know, God understands you more than you understand yourself. 神系明白你一切嘅，佢知道你嘅强处同埋短处。God understands everything about you. He knows your weakness and your strength. 佢知道你嘅优点同埋缺点。He knows your good points and your weak points. 神系完全了解你，但神都想你亲近佢。God understands you so much, and yet He still wants you to come and have a relationship with Him. So, 今日我哋睇第五篇，第四篇，第五篇。And so, this morning, as we look at Psalm 5, 我希望我哋可以系从呢个诗篇，我哋系更加认识祷告。And so, from this psalm, I hope that we can get a deeper understanding of what prayer is. 虽然系好短，但系我觉得好丰富。Even though it's very short, I think it's very powerful. And 我哋先睇第一节到第三节。So let's look at verse 1 to 3. 耶和华啊，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. 我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈求。Give heed to the voice of my cry, my God and my King, for to you I will pray. 耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心思，并要警醒。My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. 我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray.主要我们感谢你，今天我们可以看你的话语，求你透过这个诗篇的时候更加教导我们祷告是怎样，让我们的祷告真的去达到你的面前，求你垂听我们的祷告，我们求你带领我们教导我们，我们欢迎你在我们当中，我们多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。但在这里你看得到第一节是一个祷告的，留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。 So you can see from verse 1 that this is a prayer, and it's give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. 大卫是写这首诗篇是一个祷告， and David wrote this psalm as a prayer. 我想你留意第一节最尾那个字， and I want you to notice the last word in verse 1是心思 meditation。 这个心思是原文呢，其实是不是心思的。And actually in the original Greek, Hebrew, it's not meditation. 原文的意思就是叹息的。In the original language, it is groan. 如果你看新译本，你隔离双排版是有新译本。And if you look at the New American Standard Version, 可以咁样讲：耶和华靠你留心听我的话，顾念我的叹息。And the New American Standard Version says, "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my groaning." 系完全唔同味道，系咪 ？It's a completely different feel to it, doesn't it? 因为呢个嘅叹息。不是一个心思，反而是另一样的。 And so groaning and meditation seem, they're not kind of the same, it's a different thing. 我们的默想，我们心思，我们思想，想念的东西。 And so meditation is more like thinking, contemplating, and what you're focusing on. 是吧？即有些人会看到是默想， 是心里面默想，好像一个的思考的。And maybe, you know, meditation you think about is I'm contemplating deeply and I'm really intent in thinking about it. 或者进到到一啲印度佛教嘅默想方法嘅静坐。Or maybe even move into more of like the Eastern meditation of you know, Hinduism or Buddhism or you know, like transcendental meditation. 咁啊，呢啲係倒空自己，將個心放喺個焦點，係諗你個肚臍燈。And you know, you empty your mind and you think about a focus on your navel, you know, and focus on that. 呢個絕對唔係基督教嘅默想方法。That is not Christian meditation.基督教的默想绝对不是倒空自己。And Christian meditation is not emptying your mind. 基督教的默想就是将神的话语放在你心。Christian meditation is putting God's word in your heart, 是思想神的话语，思想神的伟大。And it's contemplating, thinking about the word of God and the greatness of God. 但是这里其实不是要我们默想，这里是说听我的叹息。But here it's not telling us to meditate, it's telling us, it's asking God to hear my groaning. 当你想到叹息的时候，其实这个是一个挣扎，一个痛苦的字眼。And groaning is more a word of pain and struggle. 是一个的表示无奈无力的，是没办法是表达，用声音表达。 And it's a prolonged stress, a dull cry expressing agony. And you know, just, 你可不可以做个叹息给我听？ Can you give me a groan? 是啊，好有意思啊，你叹息出来。 And you can say there's a deep meaning to a groan. 可能是很辛苦，可能是完全不知怎么搞的。 And maybe it means that, you know, I'm just totally exasperated. I just don't have any way out of this mess. 他说，求神留心我，顾念我的叹息。 And so he's saying, Lord, hear my cry, listen to my groan. 你可以说是顾念我无奈无力，极其痛苦，不能用言语表达自己的疑发失发出这个叹息的时候。 And you could say, Lord, listen to me when I have absolutely no way to express myself and I'm completely at the end of my means and I have no way to solve this problem. Listen to me. 是吧？好多初信者会问我祈祷是什么。 Many new believers will ask me, what is prayer? How do I pray? 我怎样祈祷？祈祷其实很简单。Prayer is so simple. 你将你的内心讲给神听。Just tell God what's in your heart. 是不需要有一些特别组织，一些特别的字眼，一些特别的好像写文章，你不需要的。You don't need to express yourself like you're writing an essay or have some special words or a special way to present it. 你将很简单，将你的内心那些事讲给神听。 Just very simply tell God what's in your heart. 如果神要听你的叹息，那你简单表达你的心，他更加听啊。 And if God's going to listen to a groan, He's going to listen to whatever you have to say to Him. 所以你将你的担心、你的恐惧、你的忧虑、盼望、要求讲给神听。 And so just tell God what you're worried about, your anxiety, your fear, your hopes, your desires.Just share it with God. 自由同神分享。And just share freely with what's in your heart with God. 神会听。God will listen. 神是明白。God understands. 神会留心你所讲的说话。And God will pay attention to what you say. 别人不听你，没人睬你，神就一定会留意。And other people don't want to listen, other people don't care, but God cares. 圣经第一次讲到叹息呢，很有意思。 Now in the Bible, the first time it mentions a groan is very important. 是第一次讲到叹息，是出埃及记第二章。 And the first time it mentions a groan is in Exodus chapter 2. 当时以色列人在埃及做奴隶。 And it's when the children of Israel were in Egypt as slaves.他以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们哀声达到神。 And they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of bondage. 所以他们叹息，他们哀求，求神，神就听到。And so when they groaned from their heart out to God, God heard. 神知道他辛苦，就派摩西来拯救。And God knew that they were in pain, and he sent Moses as a deliverer.在教育圣经我们看到很多次的以色列人在痛苦的时候叹息向神哀求。And then throughout the Old Testament, you see many times when the children of Israel were in bondage and they cried out, they groaned out to God. 神就每次都来拯救。And each time God would come and save. 耶稣都有一次叹息过。You know, Jesus at one time had a groan.如果你约翰福音十一章三十三节，你会见到耶稣看见他哭，并看见他与同来的犹太人哭，就心里叹啊悲叹，又甚忧愁。And it says in John chapter 11, 33, it says, therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled.这个是拉撒路死了，耶稣就去探他玛利亚和马大两姊妹，他见到他痛苦，他就一起是心里面是悲叹。 And so Jesus went, and when Lazarus died, his friend, and he went and visited the family, Mary and Martha, and he saw them in pain and their grief, and he grieved and groaned in his spirit with them.跟住耶稣呢，就是最短的经文，约翰福音十一章三十五节。And then you see Jesus, the shortest verse in the Bible, in John chapter 11:35, 耶稣哭了 ，Jesus wept. 耶稣是知道他要叫拉撒路从死里复活。Jesus knew he was going to resurrect Lazarus from the dead. 他不需要喊的 ，He didn't have to cry.但是他看到大家的悲伤，他都是有同理心。But he saw the pain and the of everybody, the sorrow, and he had sympathy and he had compassion. 耶稣是知道我们的苦情，耶稣知道我们的痛苦。Jesus understands your difficulty and your pain. 所以你痛苦的时候，耶稣都感受到你的感受。And so when you have pain and trouble, Jesus feels what you're feeling.耶稣明白，耶稣关心。Jesus understands, he cares. 希伯来书第四章十五节话我哋听，十五同埋十六。In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16, it tells us so clearly, 因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探。与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. 所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤蒙恩惠。Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. 耶稣明白他是感受到你的感受。 Jesus understand he knows what you're going through. He feels it himself. 他不单止感受到，他有能力去帮到你。Not only does he understand and have compassion, he can help.如果他只是感受你的感受，没办法帮到呢，可能觉得没用的。And if you say, well, he only understands, but he's not able to help, then what good is that? 但耶稣是可以帮到我们。But Jesus can help us. 他明白我们的事情，他有力量帮我们。And he understands and he has the ability to help. 其实神完全不介意我们的叹息。You know, God does notmind that we have groanings. 神不需要我们用漂亮的有组织的好有系统的说话跟他说。 God does not require that we speak fluently with beautiful words and elegancy when we speak to him. 神要我们用我们的心里面的说话即是表达我们的软弱我们的需要。God just wants us to speak from the heart and to tell him what's going on in our own words and simply just to share with him. 有时我哋用说话都唔识组织。And sometimes we don't even know how to express it with words. 神都唔介意。And you know, God doesn't care. He doesn't mind. 罗马书第八章26-27节好宝贵。And I think this is a precious verse in the Bible, Romans chapter 8, verse 26-27. 况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. 监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. 你睇到神系几好？Can you see how great God is? 他不单止明白你的叹息，你没叹息出来的时候，圣灵代替你有叹息。Not only does God understand the meaning of your groaning, but when you don't even have a groan, the Spirit groans for you, and God understands that meaning. 是吧？所以你怎样跟神祷告，你将你的心事告诉他，就好感谢主。神会听。So just share from your heart what's in your heart and God will listen and God understands. 如果你看这个诗篇的大标题if you look at the title at the beginning of the psalm, 它说大卫的诗交予领长用吹的乐器 and it says, you know, a psalm of David, you know, to the... to be played on wind instruments. Neheloth is wind instrument. 第四篇就是大卫的诗交予领长用丝弦的乐器。And in Psalm 4, it says the Psalm of David given to the chief choir director, or what is it in English, to be played on the neginth. I can't say it in Hebrew. It's a stringed instrument. 所以第四篇大卫写的时候呢，唔单止写埋个诗篇，佢写埋个乐谱，又话系用咩乐器弹。So in Psalm 4, David not only wrote the psalm, he also wrote the music and the musical score, and he said what instrument it should be played on. 跟住第五篇同样系写埋呢个用吹嘅乐器嚟弹。And in Psalm 5, he did the same thing. He wrote the musical score, and he said, play this on wind instruments. 一般是应该是吹箫、吹笛啊，嗰啲嘅啊。And the wind instruments would be like a flute or a recorder. 所以有睇得到，当我哋有叹息俾神，神唔单只要你系用祷告同佢讲，佢话你甚至用音乐嚟唱俾神听你嘅叹息。And so not only are you to pray and tell God your pain and your groaning, but even encouraging you to sing to God about your groaning. 咁可能好多时我哋祷告都唔识组织系咪？但你唱一首诗歌，好似系讲明你嘅心声，你好似哇好有共鸣，喺个灵里边好有能够发出嚟嘅哈门。And sometimes when you don't have the words to express yourself in a prayer, when you sing a song and you sing it and your spirit just gets lifted and you just sing it out to God and you say, yeah, this is the word cry of my heart. 你有冇呢个感受？Have you ever had that experience? 神系好想我哋将我哋嘅心嘅内心世界同佢讲。God just wants us to share from our heart. 嗱，如果你睇翻诗篇第五篇第二节第三节 ，look back at Psalm 5 and look at verse 2 and 3. 佢话：我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求嘅声音。因为我向你祈求。Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King, my God, for To you I will pray, 耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心思心意， 并要警醒。 My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. 嗱，当我哋睇呢个嘅时候，话神听边啲人嘅祷告。When you look at this and you say, whose prayers does God listen to? 神会听人嘅祷告吗？ Will God listen to prayer? 一定会，神一定听。但系神听边啲人嘅祷告？ But whose prayer does God listen to? 佢听到我哋向佢倾心吐意嘅祷告。He listens to the prayer that we give from our, the cry from our heart. 我哋佢又听嗰啲承认神系我嘅神，系我嘅主。And he hears the prayers of those who admit that you are my God, you are my King. 当你话你系我嘅神，你系我嘅王。And when you say you are my God, you are my King, 是一种的顺服，谦卑的顺服。And that takes a humility to humbly submit. 他意思就是说，你是我的王，你是我的神，我要听你讲。That you are my King, you are my God, I will listen to you. 我你是要带领我，我要顺服你。That you will lead me and I will submit to you. 我要接受你嘅旨意，按照你嘅旨意行。And I accept your will, and I want to walk according to your will. 称呼神做王，做神，就系表达我谦卑顺服你。And so when you call God your Lord, your King, your God, that means that you're submitting to Him. 神就听顺服佢嘅人嘅祷告。And God listens to the cries, the prayers of those who submit to Him.亦都讲早晨向神祷告。And in verse 3 it says, in the morning. 一个好好的习惯，你有没有这个习惯，朝早和神祈祷。Do you have this habit to pray to God in the morning? 他大卫很喜欢在他忙碌的生活的时候，他皇帝非常之忙。And David had this habit, and as a king, he was very busy man. 但是他每一天朝早第一时间亲近神。 But every day, the first thing he would do in the morning would be to call out to God, to pray to God. 他就会是仰望神， and he would look up to God. 他就是承认神是他的神， and he would recognize that God is my God. 他就是顺服神的带领， and he would submit to God's leading. 是每一天一起身就是跟神讲早晨。 And every morning when he wakes up, he says to God, Good morning, God. 你有没有这样的习惯？神啊，早晨，求你今日带领我凡事所做是合你心意。And you say, Good morning, Lord. Just lead me today that everything I do would be pleasing to you. 好简单的祷告，但是很有表达能力。It's a very simple prayer, but it has a lot of meaning, right? 主啊，多谢你今日带领我，求你陪住我一天。And you say, Lord, thank you for today and be with me throughout the day.主啊，多谢你俾我瞓得好嘅，俾我有知醒，靠你带领我去，即系做你嘅见证。You say, Lord, thank you for waking me up, and thank you, Lord, that being with me, that I can be your witness today. 嗱，呢几句好简单嘅祷告，如果你每日一起身咁样祈祷，正唔正啊？ It's just so simple prayers in the morning. As soon as you wake up, just say that to God. Isn't that awesome? 如果你从心里边发出嚟，神会唔会听啊？And if you say it from your heart, is God going to listen? 会听。有些人叫这些做神更、灵修、早祷、亲近神的时间。And some people call it, you know, devotions. Or maybe they call it morning prayer time. Or a quiet time. Or just drawing near to God. 无论你称为什么，个意思你一日开始，你求神带领你陪住你。And whatever you call it, the meaning is the same, that before you start the day, you say, Lord, be with me and lead me through the day. 是不需要花好多时间，是从心里面发出来，神知道你的意思。You don't have to spend a lot of time doing it, it's just that, you know, it comes from your heart. God knows your meaning. 但是我发现到澳门是一个畸形的社会，你觉不觉得？I think Macau is a very unnormal society. 嗰意思就係話澳門人嘅生活習慣係太忙碌。What I mean is that most people in Macau, we work way too much, too busy, right? 我亦都個時間表係太混亂 and our time schedules are too messed up, too messed up. 咁啊，我哋或者數一數有幾多個個工作嘅崗位係要經常輪班。Just think about how many different types of occupations in Macau have to work on a rotation, kind of a schedule. 消防、警察、醫院、酒店、賭場。How about the fire department, the policemen, the hospital, the hotel, the casinos? 仲有一啲誒去咗邊？餐室而家廿四小時喎。超市又24小時，的士、巴士、71、麥當勞都24小時嘅。And how about, you know, restaurants that are 24 hours or shopping centers or supermarkets that are 24 hours, buses, taxi drivers, even 7-Eleven and McDonald's are 24 hours. 收垃圾嘅都係半夜三更收嘅。And how about the garbage collectors work in the middle of the night? Hi.仲有修理路公路嘅工人都系半夜三更修路嘅，啊、And how about those road repairmen? They work in the middle of the night when there's no traffic. 澳门系一个畸形嘅社会，过咗24小时营业。Macau is an unnormal society working 24 hours a day. 可能你嘅朝早就唔系晨曦黎明太阳出嚟嘅时间。Maybe for you, your morning is not when dawn comes and the sun rises and you say, this is the morning time. 可能你朝早起床就翻工就是晏昼三点。Maybe your morning is afternoon 3 o'clock. 或者你朝早就是夜晚八点你起床准备翻工。Or maybe for you, your morning is at night at 8 o'clock when you wake up getting ready to go to work.今朝第一堂有个弟兄佢啱啱收工嚟崇拜，跟住要翻屋企瞓觉。And this morning, one of the guys that comes to the morning service, he works all night. He comes, gets off work, he comes to the first service, and then he goes home and goes to bed. 你嘅朝早亲近神嘅时间未必系真系朝早。So maybe your morning time to pray to God, maybe it's not in the morning. 但系你几时起身，你几时开始你嘅日子，你就几时向神祷告。But when you wake up, when you start your day, are you going to invite Jesus to be with you that day? 呢个就系个意思。That is the meaning. 可能你话牧师，我唔得啊！我朝早起身真系冇精神，我就刷牙、洗面、换衫，系呜啊呜啊上车嘅。Pastor, you don't understand. When I wake up, I'm just out of it, man. I just wash my face, brush my teeth, pick, and then I'm off to work. I just, you know, 唔紧要。你一起身你真系唔掂。总之你一日之内会唔会揾个时间亲近神？So maybe you don't have your time when you first wake up, but are you going to find a time in the day that you can spend some time with God and invite God to be with you? 呢个系个重点。That is the important message that David wants to get across. 我哋每一日让神参与我哋嘅生命。That every day we ask, invite God to partake in our life.我们看第四节到第六节 Let's look at verse 4 to 6 因为你不是喜悦恶事的神恶人不能与你同居 For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness Nor shall evil dwell with you 狂傲人不能站在你眼前犯作孽的都是你所恨恶的 The boastful shall not standIn your sight, you hate all workers of iniquity. 说谎言的，你必灭绝；好流人血、弄奸诈的，都为耶和华所憎恶。For you shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful men. 感谢主，大卫好明白神嘅属性。Praise God, David understood so clearly the nature of God. 佢话神唔系作恶嘅神。And he says, God is not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. 神唔喜欢作恶嘅。God does not like wickedness. 反而神系相反。But in reality, God is the opposite. 神系喜欢公义公平。God loves righteousness and mercy and justice. 神系喜欢做啱嘅。And God loves to do the right thing. 咁啊，神唔系贪污，唔系受贿赂。And God is not corrupt, and he will not take a bribe. 嗱，如果你拜神烧香，你系想贿赂佢嘛？我俾多大只鸡你，你要俾我个仔考试合格。And so if you're worshiping and the idol and you burn incense and you, maybe you want to bribe the God, you say, I'll give you a bigger chicken if you let my son pass his exam. 是不是作恶的贿赂的。And that's a bribe, that's corruption. 我们的神不是这样的。Our God is not like that. 你不可以贿赂神的。你唔可以同神讲啊，神啊，我同你翻教会一个月三次咧，你就去俾祝福我。You can't say to God, "Okay, God, I'm going to come to church 3 times this month, and then you got to bless me, man." 你唔可以同神讲啊，神，我奉献我嘅十分一俾你之后咧，因为我俾咗你，你就要俾翻我一啲嘅祝福啊。And you can't say to God, "Okay, God, I'm going to give you my 10% offering, and because I gave an offering to you, Lord, now you owe me." Yeah. 神唔系作恶嘅。God is not, he does not take pleasure in wickedness. 神是公义公平。He is righteous and holy. 感谢主，我们求神的时候，我们不需要这些世俗的思想。And praise God, when you come to God in prayer, you don't have to have these worldly thoughts when you pray to God. 反而我们知道神不喜欢罪恶的。咁我哋嚟亲近神，第一个祷告应该系乜嘢 ？And so because God doesn't like sin, what should be our first prayer when we come to God? 应该系认罪悔改。It should be a prayer of repentance and confession. 应该第一个祷告就话神啊，你唔喜欢罪恶，但我系软弱，我犯过罪。It should be, Lord, you don't take pleasure in sin, but I'm weak and I have sinned.我求主宽恕赦免我。And Lord, I ask that you would forgive me and cleanse me. 神就是知道我们的软弱，他知道我们 是容易犯罪。God knows we're weak. He knows where it's easy for us to fall into sin and temptation. 所以我们来亲近主，应该说，主啊，求你宽恕赦免我。So when we come to the Lord, we should come and say, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry.如果你是想作恶，一边作恶一边是犯罪，神会不会听你祷告？ But if you want to live in wickedness and on one side be in wickedness and on the other side ask God to listen to you, do you think God's going to bless you? 不会的。神啊，我就是昨天听到美国的六合彩赢了不知多亿我就去买个六合彩，我就求主祝福。And so last night I heard that in the United States, you know, somebody won the big Powerball, one of the greatest, you know, catches in the time of the United States Powerball. It's like the Mark VI, you know, I don't know, some great, don't remember what it was. And it was about a trillion dollars in Hong Kong or something. I don't know. Lord, bless me that I gamble and get this winnings. 你作恶神不会祝福。但如果你软弱跌落陷阱知错求神宽恕神会不会宽恕 But if you're weak if you've fallen into a trap and you know that you're stuck in a rut and you ask God's help is he going to help you? 你看第七节 Look at verse 7 至于我我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所， 我必存敬畏你的心向你圣殿下拜。 But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship towards your holy temple. 你睇好感恩，大卫知道呢，神有丰盛的慈爱。 David knew that God had multitude of mercy.即系当我哋软弱，当我哋犯罪，当我哋做错，我哋可以系靠神丰富嘅慈爱。And when we are weak, when we are stumbled, when we commit sin, God has a multitude of mercy. 我哋嚟靠佢，进入佢嘅居所，靠佢宽恕赦免。And as we come into His house, we ask His mercy, we ask His forgiveness, we ask His cleansing.神冇要求我哋做圣洁啊、圣人啊，佢知道我哋其实佢要求，不过我哋做唔到。You know, God does, but He doesn't. I mean, He asks us to be holy, but He knows that we can't. And because He knows that He can't, He's not really requiring that you be 100% perfect all the time. 佢系要求你每次软弱跌低，就靠神宽恕赦免。What he's asking is that every time you get weak and stumble, that you ask his forgiveness. 因为每次你靠神宽恕赦免，系承认我系不足，我系冇办法改变自己，我需要神改变我。Because every time you come to God in weakness and say, Lord, I'm not able to do this, I'm weak in myself, I need your help to change me. 我哋嚟到神嘅面前话，神靠你改变我。And we come to God and we say, Lord, change me.因为我哋冇办法自己改变自己 ，because we cannot change ourselves。感谢主，因为耶稣基督为我哋死喺十字架，佢已经宽恕赦免我哋嘅罪。只要我哋嚟承认我哋嘅罪，佢就再嚟赦免宽恕。And because Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and He's already forgiven our sins, that every time we commit a sin, we just come to Him and we say, "Lord, I confess my sin," and He is righteous and just to forgive us our sins.
所以大卫就会系用神丰盛嘅慈爱进入神嘅居所。
And so David would come into the house of the Lord with a multitude of his mercy.
他说用敬畏你嘅心向你嘅圣殿下拜。
And he says, in fear of you, I will worship towards your holy temple.
那当时大卫呢是未起好圣殿，都未开始Hey,
in the time of David, they hadn't built the temple yet.
咁所以有啲人话呢个诗篇唔系大卫写嘅，因为大卫嗰阵时未有圣殿。
And so some people say, no, this wasn't written by David because there was no temple in David's time.
但系大卫时候有个会幕。
But in David's time, they had the tabernacle.
喺犹太人嘅心里边，会幕同埋圣殿系同一样嘢。
And actually, to the Jewish people, the tabernacle and the temple are the same thing.
是神居住在他当中。
And that's where God dwelt among them.
是神的殿，就是他的约柜，在会幕的里面。
And God's temple was in the Ark of the Covenant in the tabernacle.
今时今日，神在哪里居住？
Where does God dwell today?
神居住在信耶稣的人心里面。
God lives in the hearts of those who believe in Jesus.
圣经说你的身体就是圣灵的殿。
And the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以你的心里面就是圣灵的殿。
And so you are the temple of God.
这个教会，这个建筑物不是神的殿。
This church, this building is not God's temple.
这个是我们方便一起聚会的地方。
This is just a place where we can come together conveniently.
神的殿就在你心里面。
But God's temple is in your heart.
因为圣灵居住你心里面。
Now, 我不是叫你不要回来崇拜。 I'm not telling you not to come to church.
但我的意思就是，如果圣殿在你心里面，你在哪里能够敬拜神？
But if the temple of God is in your heart, where can you worship God?
你可以随时随地任何地方去敬拜神。You can worship God anytime, any place. You can go anywhere and worship God. 你可以在屋企敬拜神，你可以巴士敬拜神。You can worship God at home. You can worship God in the bus. 你可以在行路敬拜神。You can be worshiping God while you're walking down the street. 你可以在向神祷告，你在山边祷告，你在海滩祷告。You can pray to God on the mountaintop. You can pray to God in the beach. 如果你揸车祷告，千祈唔好掀埋眼。And if you're driving your car when you pray, please don't close your eyes. 除非你红绿灯啊，红灯嘅时候，跟住后边叽叽叽 ，unless it's a red light, and then the people behind you beep at you. 我哋嘅心里边系神嘅殿 ，our heart is the temple of God. 所以我哋因为耶稣，我哋随时都可以向神祷告。And so because Jesus is in our heart, we can pray to God anywhere, anytime. 但要存一个敬畏嘅心。But we need to have a heart of fear the Lord. 好多人喜欢这个敬畏神的心这个字眼。A lot of people don't like to hear, oh, fear the Lord, you know. 因为觉得敬畏啊惊啊惧怕的恐惧啊。And you say fear, you know, oh no, man, I'm afraid of that, you know, I'm scary, you know. 事实上神是权威的。In reality, God is The Almighty. 神是创造天地万物的主宰。God is the creator of the universe. 神是审判者。God is the judge. 最后神会审判一切。And in the end, God is going to judge everything. 他是值得尊敬。And he is worthy of respect and honor. 因为他是高位的。Because he has that position.所以我们应该尊重尊敬他 So we should respect and honor him 我们应该是知道他有这个权柄 And we should understand that he has that authority 但是感谢主耶稣因为耶稣的宝血圣经说神不给我们奴仆的心仍够害怕 But praise God because of Jesus God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. 神是给我们疑虑的心我们可以坦然无惧跟天父爸爸倾偈 But he has given us the spirit of sons and adopted us as his sons and we can call out to him as our heavenly father. 我们称呼他阿爸父 and we call him Abba Father. 我们不是怕他的我们因为耶稣我们可以坦然无惧是随时跟他祷告 But because he is our father, we can come boldly before him anytime to pray to him. 请跳到第八节。Let's look at verse 8. 耶和华，求你因我的仇敌，凭你的公义引领我。使我的道路在你面前正直。Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. 祷告是什么? What is prayer? 祷告就是双方是沟通。Prayer is two-way. Prayer is communication. 在这里见到祷告就是双方我们跟神讲话神跟我们讲话。And here we see that prayer is two-way communication. We speak our heart to God, and God speaks to us. 这里说，凭你公义引领我。And here it says, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. 神是要凭他公义引领我们。And God wants to lead us in his righteousness. 他的引领就表示神有个计划。And to be led by God means that God has a plan. 神对你有个意思，神有个期望，神有个计划，要带领你。And God has a plan, He has a purpose, and He wants you to walk and learn His plan. 神是想你明白祂对你的心意 ，and God wants you to learn what His heart towards you is all about. 神是想是用祂的 方法引导你可以做到神喜欢你做的事。
And God wants to lead you so you can do things that are pleasing to Him.
神不想你行自己的路。 God doesn't want you to walk your own way. 周围的敌人呢就是偏行己路的。
And the enemies around are walking their own way.
他偏行己路是做神不喜欢的事，做恶的。
And as you walk your own way, you do things that God doesn't like, and it's evil and sin.
但大卫说，神靠你引领我。
But David said, Lord, lead me.
我不想受世界的影响，我想受神你的影响。
David said, Lord, I don't want to be influenced by the environment around me. I want you to lead me.
你会不会这样祈祷？
Do you pray like that?
神啊，靠你俾我知道你嘅心意，俾我知道你要我点样行。
And say, Lord, teach me what your will is. Show me how to walk, how to be pleasing to you.
你会唔会靠神带领？
Will you ask for God's leading in your life?
做乜嘢合适？
What is pleasing? What is right?
搵咩工作？搵咩学校？搬屋搬去边？
What job should I do? What school should I go to?Should I move my house?
我和谁结婚？
Who should I get married to?
你愿不愿意祈祷求神带领？
Are you willing to pray and ask God for His leading?
好多人祈祷啊，哎，我自己搞定啊，唔使神骚扰我。Many people say, I don't need to pray about that. Don't let God interfere with me. You know, I got my plan. 我哋愿不愿意有神教导我哋？
And are you willing to have God teach you and lead you?
这个祷告是双方。
As a prayer is two-way.
神怎样带领我们？有三个方法神带领我们。
There are three ways that God teaches us, or leads us.
如果你想寻求神的心意，你要记得这三点。
And if you are looking for God's leading in your life, remember these three points.
第一点，神怎样带领他的儿女？
The first point, how does God lead His children?
是透过圣经。
It's through the Bible.
当你每一天看圣经，你每一天认识神的话语，神就会每一天一路按照他的心意教导你应该怎么行。
So every day as you read the Bible, as you're studying the Bible, God will daily, through His word, teach you and show you what He wants you to do.
你是看圣经，圣经是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
As you study the Bible says that the Word of God is the light unto our path and the light of my feet, right?
圣经会引导我们。所以你第二个重点就是神怎样带领。
And so what's the second point of how God leads?
祂给你心中的平安。
He gives you peace in your heart.
你是遇到一些事情你需要做的时候，心里面有没有平安先？
And when you come to a place and you have to make a decision and you don't know what to do, is there peace in your heart?
神会透过给你心里面平安或者是不安，就给你知道是不是神的意思。
So often God will put a peace in your heart, it will give you a non-peace to help you show, lead you and direct you.
例如有个感动，就打电话俾一个好耐冇见过嘅人，咁我打俾佢，跟住佢话啊，多谢你嘅电话，我真系今日好沮丧，好需要鼓励。哇，你真系今日打俾我系好激励我。
And so you know you get moved in your heart and you say, oh, I should call somebody I haven't talked to in a long time. And you have that desire and that peace in your heart. You call them and then they say, oh man, thank you so much for calling me today. You know, I'm really discouraged today and you just really uplifted me and gave me hope and thank you for your phone call.
咁你可以证明，原来神真的是叫你打俾佢，系咪？但跟住你要做个交易，你就心里边有啲不安，又觉得有啲唔知点解，好似样都好似睇嚟啱嘅，但系心里边觉得眼系唔得嘅，我唔签啊。
But then you have to do, you know, make a contract or do something and, you know, everything looks right and all right on the paper, but something inside just saying, you got to check, this isn't, I'm not going to sign that, I just don't feel right.
可能那个圣灵阻止你不要做那样东西。
Maybe that's the Holy Spirit telling you not to do that.
所以有没有圣经的引导，有没有心里面的平安？
So do you have the leading, do you have the word of God teaching you and do you have the peace in your heart?
第三方面的 就是有没有实质的环境。 And the third thing that God uses to lead us is practical environment. 实质的环境什么意思？ What does that mean? 例如我觉得神要我来澳门做宣教士。For example, I think God wants me to come to Macau as a missionary. 圣经讲的要出去要传福音。The Bible says go and preach the gospel. 讲我有心里面有平安。In my heart I got peace. 但我没钱买不到机票。But I don't have any money. Can't buy a plane ticket. 或者有水过来没钱租屋。But maybe I swam here and no money to have a house. 跟住签不到证啊。And then I can't get a visa. 那个实际环境闩了门。And so the practical situation, the doors are closed. 我有圣经的引导，有平安，但实质做不到。I've got the word of God, I've got peace, but it doesn't happen. 调转来讲，神开路，可以做得到，心里边有平安，但你知道圣经不啱。Put it in another context. You got peace about it.And the doors are open. But it's to do something that's against what the Bible says. 咁你做唔做？哇，六合彩呢排好大喎、哦。我心里面有平安啊，即係攞啲钱嚟买啊，即係嗰个俾我。And so, you know, there's Mark 6 is a big number these days, you know, and I got peace about paying for that ticket, you know. 你有平安有开路唔等于係神嘅意思。Just because you have peace and there's an open door doesn't mean it's God. 或者有圣经教导，有开路，但你心唔平安呢？ Or maybe the Bible says yes, the door is open, but you don't have peace.得唔得？都唔得啊！冇平安唔好做，系神会引领我哋。God will lead His children. 神爱你锡你，佢想教导你。God loves you. He cares for you. He wants to lead you. 好，我哋继续第九节到第十节。Let's continue. We're almost done. Verse 9 to 10. 因为他们的口中没有诚实。他们的心里满有邪恶，他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头言美人。For there is no faithfulness in their mouth, their inward part is destruction, their throat is an open tomb, they flatter with their tongue. 神啊，求你定他们的罪，愿他们因自己的诡计谋跌倒，愿你在他们许多的过犯中把他们逐出，因为他们背叛了你。 Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. 哇，呢啲好似唔好听啊，唔好讲系。Well, this doesn't sound nice. Let's not talk about it. Yeah. 其实系做个比较。David's doing a comparison. 你想神带领你吗？ Do you want God to lead you?你有神带领，但你有世界带领。Do you want God to lead you, or do you want the world to lead you? 世界带领就是这样。If the world leads you, this is the way it is. 神是会审判世界的，他是恶的，是邪恶的。God is going to judge the world. The world is guilty. 所以最后你跟住世界，你的结局就是这样。And so if you follow the world, this is going to be your result.但是神是想引领我们的，我们可以选择是跟从神得到神的福气，或者跟从世界是跌落陷阱。 And so you can choose follow God and be blessed, or follow the world and fall into a hole. 选择是你的， and the choice is yours. 如果我们祈祷求神听我们的祷告，我们应该求神带领我们。 And if you want God to hear your prayers when you call out to Him, you should choose to follow God. 因为如果你是要行世界的路，就是会得到灭亡。 Because if you walk in the way of the world, you're going to end up in destruction. 所以十一节， so look at verse 11. 凡投靠你的，愿他们喜乐，时常欢欣， 因为你护庇他们，又愿那爱你名的人都靠你欢欣。 But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them who shout ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. 好大对比， what a great contrast. 跟从神，投靠神，是得到祝福，有神保护。 Those who trust in the Lord are blessed and are protected. 跟从世界就是行灭亡。And follow the world, you end up in destruction. 是吗？你想神听你祷告，你要投靠神，神就被你喜乐。And if you want God to hear your prayers, trust in the Lord, and He'll give you joy. 神是被你满足的喜乐， and God wants to give you abundant joy. 所以我们可以是选择是依靠神，但是选择跟从世界。And so you can choose to either follow God or to follow the world. 如果你要神听你祷告， you 选择听神。But if you want God to hear your prayers, you need to choose to follow God. 那最后一节，十二节， the last verse, verse 12. 因为你必赐福与义人，耶和华啊，你必用恩惠如同盾牌赦免护卫他。For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield.
一个应许， this is a promise. 神听我们的叹息，神知道我们的心声。God will listen to the groan of your heart. God knows what's inside your heart.
神想带领你， God wants to lead you. 神想保护你， God wants to protect you. 神想祝福你， God wants to bless you.但是神不想你跟世界， but God doesn't want you to follow the world. 神要你投靠祂， God wants you to put your trust in Him. 可能我们软弱过，可能我们犯过罪， maybe we've been weak and we've stumbled and we've sinned. 只要靠神宽恕赦免，我们投靠主。 All we have to do is call out to the Lord and say, Father, forgive me, cleanse me, I put my trust in you.
我觉得这个诗篇是一个非常好的教导我们怎样祷告的诗篇。
I think this psalm is a great example to teach us how to pray.
在总结我只想看回第一至三节。
And just in closing, I want to read again verse 1 to 3.
耶和华啊，靠你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思，我的王，我的神啊，靠你垂听我呼求的声音。因为我向你祈求，耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
Lord, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For you I will pray. My voice you will hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you.And I will look up.
一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 主啊，我们感谢你，你教我们怎样祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you teach us how to pray.
靠你用你的圣经教导我们。
And Lord, we pray that you teach us through your word.
教导我们怎样去爱你，怎样去尊重你，怎样去跟从你。
Lord, teach us how to love you, how to honor you, how to follow you.
主，当我们软弱、跌倒、犯罪，求主宽恕赦免。
And Lord, when we're weak and we stumble and we sin, we ask for your forgiveness.
我们仰望主耶稣，我们投靠主耶稣。
We call out to you, Lord. We look to you, O God.
我们多谢你。听我们的祷告，奉主名求。
We thank you for hearing our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
愿神祝福散会之后，麦土散会。